A Shropshire Lad, A.E. Houseman. Listen to and download free AI-generated audiobooks at threeords.com. The Project Gutenberg ebook of A Shropshire Lad. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online. www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. Title: A Shropshire Lad, author: A. E. Houseman. Release date: May 1, 2004. Ebook 5720. Most recently updated: February 5, 2013. Language: English. Other information and formats: www.gutenberg.org/ebook/5720. Credits: produced by Albert Imrai and David Widger. Asterisk start of the project GUTMBRGEBOOK ASHROPSHIRE LAD asterisk asterisk ASHROPSHIRE LAD by A. E. Houseman. Introduction by William Stanley Braithwaite, 1919. Introduction. ASHROPSHIRE LAD, introduction. The method of the poems in A Shropshire Lad illustrates better than any theory how poetry may assume the attire of reality, and yet in Speech of the Simplest become in spirit the sheer quality of loveliness. For in these unobtrusive pages, there is nothing shunned which makes the spectacle of life parade its dark and painful, its ironic and cynical burdens, as well as those images with happy and exquisite aspects, with a broader and deeper background of experience and environment which by some divine special privilege belongs to the poetic imagination, it is easier to set apart and contrast these opposing words and sympathies in a poet, but here we find them evoked in a restricted locale in English County, where the rich, cool, tranquil landscape gives a solid texture to the human show. What I think impresses one thrills like ecstatic, half-smothered strains of music floating from unperceived instruments in Mr. Houseman's poems is the encounter his spirit constantly endures with life. It is, this encounter, what you feel in the Greeks, and as in the Greeks, it is a spiritual waging of miraculous forces. There is, too, in Mr. Houseman's poems, the singularly Grecian quality of a clean and fragrant mental and emotional temper, vibrating equally whether the theme dealt with is ruin or defeat or some great tragic crisis of spirit, or with moods and ardors of pure enjoyment and simplicities of feeling. Scarcely has any modern book of poems shown so sure a touch of genius in this respect. The magic, in a continuous glow saturating the substance of every picture and motive with its own peculiar essence. What has been called the cynical bitterness of Mr. Houseman's poems is really nothing more than his ability to etch in sharp tones the actualities of experience. The poet himself is never cynical. His joyousness is all too apparent in the very manner and intensity of expression. The Lads of Ludlow are so human to him, the Hawthorn and Broom on the Severn Shores are so fragrant with associations, he cannot help but compose under a kind of imaginative wizardry of exultation, even when the immediate subject is grim or grotesque. In many of these brief, tense poems, the reader confronts a mask, as it were, with appalling and distorted lineaments, but behind it the poet smiles, perhaps sardonically, but smiles nevertheless. In the real countenance there are no tears or grievances, but a quizzical, humorous expression which shows, when one has torn the subterfuge away, that here is a spirit whom life may menace with its contradictions and fatalities, but never dupe with its circumstance and mystery. All this quite points to and partly explains the charm of the poems in A Shropshire Lad. The fastidious care with which each poem is built out of the simplest of technical elements, the precise tone and color of language employed to articulate impulse and mood, and the reproduction of objective substances for a clear visualization of character and scene, all tend by a sure and unfaltering composition to present a lyric art unique in English poetry of the last 25 years. I dare say I have scarcely touched upon the secret of Mr. Houseman's book. For some it may radiate from the Shropshire life he so finely etches, for others in the vivid artistic simplicity and unity of values through which Shropshire lads and landscapes are presented. It must be, however, in the miraculous fusing of the two. Whatever that secret is, the charm of it never fails after all these years to keep the poems preserved with a freshness and vitality, which are the qualities of enduring genius. William Stanley, Braithwaite. ASHROPSHIRE LAD, I-1887 from Clee to Heaven the beacon burns, the shires have seen it plain, from north and south the sign returns and beacons burn again, look left, look right, the hills are bright, the dales are light between because T's 50 years tonight, that God has saved the queen, now when the flame they watch not towers, about the soil they trod, lads will remember friends of ours, who shared the work with God, to skies that knit their heartstrings right, to fields that bred them brave, the saviors come not home tonight, themselves they could not save. It dawns in Asia, tombstones show, and Shropshire names are read, and the Nile spills his overflow. Beside the Severn's dead, we pledge in peace by farm and town. The queen they served in war, and fire the beacons up and down, the land they perished for. God save the queen, we living sing, from height to height tease heard, and with the rest your voices ring, lads of the 53rd. Oh, God will save her, fear you not, be you the men you've been, get you the sons your fathers got. And God will save the queen, Roman too. Loveliest of trees, the cherry now is hung with bloom along the bough and stands about the woodland ride, wearing white for Eastertide. Now of my 80 years and 10, 20 will not come again and take from 70 springs a score. It only leaves me 50 more. And since to look at things in bloom, 50 springs are little room, about the woodlands I will go. To see the cherry hung with snow, Roman 3, the recruit, leave your home behind, lad, and reach your friends your hand and go and luck go with you. While Ludlow Tower shall stand. Oh, come you home of Sunday when Ludlow streets are still, and Ludlow bells are calling to farm and lane and mill, or come you home of Monday when Ludlow market hums and Ludlow chimes are playing. The conquering hero comes. Come you home a hero, or come not home at all. The lads you leave will mind you till Ludlow Tower shall fall. And you will list the bugle that blows in lands of morn and make the foes of England be sorry you were born. And you till trump of doomsday on lands of morn may lie and make the hearts of comrades be heavy where you die, leave your home behind you, your friends by field and town. Oh, town and field will mind you, till Ludlow Tower is down, Roman 4 Reveille. Wake, the silver dusk returning, up the beach of darkness brims, and the ship of sunrise burning, strands upon the eastern rims. Wake, the vaulted shadow shatters, trampled to the floor it spanned, and the tent of night in tatters, straws the sky pavilion land, up, lad, up, tease late for lying, hear the drums of morning play, hark the empty highways crying. Who'll be on the hills away? Towns and countries woo together. Foreland's beacon, belfry's call, never lad that trod on leather, lived to feast his heart with all, up, lad. Thews that lie and cumber, sunlit pallets never thrive, morn's abed and daylight slumber. We're not meant for man alive. Clay lies still, but blood's a rover, breath's a ware that will not keep. Up, lad, when the journey's over, there'll be time enough to sleep. V. Oh, see how thick the gold cup flowers are lying in field and lane, with dandelions to tell the hours that never are told again. Oh, may I squire you round the meads and pick you posies gay? Twill do no harm to take my arm. You may, young man, you may. Ah, spring was sent for lass and lad. Tease now the blood runs gold, and man and maid had best be glad before the world is old. What flowers today may flower tomorrow, but never as good as new. Suppose I wound my arm right round. Tease true, young man, tease true. Some lads there are, tis shame to say, that only court to thieve, and once they bear the bloom away. Tis little enough they leave, then keep your heart for men like me, and safe from trustless chaps, my love is true and all for you. Perhaps, young man, perhaps. Oh, look in my eyes then, can you doubt? Why, tis a mile from town, how green the grass is all about. We might as well sit down. Ah, life, what is it but a flower? Why must true lovers sigh? Be kind, have pity, my own, my pretty. Goodbye, young man, goodbye. V.I. When the lad for longing sighs, mute and dull of cheer and pale, if at death's own door he lies, maiden you can heal his ail. Lover's ills are all to buy, the wan look, the hollow tone, the hung head, the sunken eye, you can have them for your own, buy them, eve and morn. Lover's ills are all to sell. Then you can lie down forlorn, but the lover will be well. Roman 7. When smoke stood up from Ludlow, and mist blew off from team. Blithe afield to plowing, against the morning beam, I strode beside my team, the blackbird and the coppice, looked out to see me stride, and hearkened as I whistled, the tramping team beside, and fluted and replied. Lie down, young yeoman, what use to rise and rise, rise man a thousand mornings. Yet down at last he lies, and then the man is wise. I heard the tune he sang me, and spied his yellow bill, I picked a stone and aimed it, and threw it with a will, then the bird was still, then my soul within me. Took up the blackbird's strain, and still beside the horses, along the dewy lane it sang the song again. Lie down, young yeoman, the sun moves always west, the road one treads to labor, will lead one home to rest, and that will be the best. Roman 8. Farewell to barn and stack and tree, Farewell to Severn Shore, Terence, look your last at me, for I come home no more. The sun burns on the half-mown hill, by now the blood is dried, and Morris amongst the hay lies still, and my knife is in his side. My mother thinks us long away, tease time the field were mown, she had two sons at rising day, tonight she'll be alone. And here's a bloody hand to shake, and oh man, here's goodbye, we'll sweat no more on scythe and rake, my bloody hands and I wish you strength to bring you pride, and a love to keep you clean, and I wish you luck, come Lammastide, at racing on the green. Long for me the rick will wait, and long will wait the fold, and long will stand the empty plate, and dinner will be cold. Roman 9. On moonlit heath and lonesome bank, the sheep beside me graze, and yon the gallows used to clank, fast by the four cross ways. A careless shepherd once would keep the flocks by moonlight there, one and high amongst the glimmering sheep. The dead man stood on air, they hang us now in Shrewsbury jail, the whistles blow forlorn, and trains all night groan on the rail, two men that die at morn. There sleeps in Shrewsbury jail tonight, or wakes, as may betide, a better lad if things went right, than most that sleep outside. And naked to the hangman's noose, the morning clocks will ring, a neck God made for other use, then strangling in a string, and sharp the link of life will snap, and dead on air will stand, heels that held up as straight a chap, as treads upon the land, so here I'll watch the night and wait, to see the morning shine, when he will hear the stroke of 8, and not the stroke of 9, and wish my friend as sound asleep, as lads I did not know, that shepherded the moonlit sheep, 100 years ago. Hanging in chains was called keeping sheep by moonlight, X marched the sun at noon to higher air, unharnessing the silver pair, that late before his chariot swam, rides on the gold wool of the ram, so braver notes the stormcock sings, to start the rusted wheel of things, and brutes in field and brutes in pen, leap that the world goes round again. The boys are up the woods with day, to fetch the daffodils away, and home at noonday from the hills, they bring no dearth of daffodils, a field for palms the girls repair. And sure enough the palms are there, and each will find by hedge or pond, her waving silver-tufted wand, in farm and field through all the shire. The eye beholds the heart's desire, ah, let not only mine be vain, for lovers should be loved again, Roman 11, on your midnight pallet lying. Listen, and undo the door, lads that waste the light in sighing. In the dark should sigh no more, night should ease a lover's sorrow, therefore, since I go tomorrow, pity me before, in the land to which I travel. The far dwelling, let me say, once, if here the couch is gravel, in a kinder bed I lay, and the breast the darnel smothers, rested once upon another's, when it was not clay, Roman 12, when I watch the living meet, and the moving pageant file warm and breathing through the street, where I lodge a little while, if the heats of hate and lust, in the house of flesh are strong, let me mind the house of dust, where my sojourn shall be long, in the nation that is not. Nothing stands that stood before, there revenges are forgot, and the hater hates no more lovers lying two and two, ask not whom they sleep beside, and the bridegroom all night through, never turns him to the bride. Roman 13, when I was 21, I heard a wise man say, give crowns and pounds and guineas, but not your heart away, give pearls away and rubies, but keep your fancy free. But I was 21, no use to talk to me, when I was 21, I heard him say again. The heart out of the bosom was never given in vain, tease paid with sighs aplenty and sold for endless rue. And I am 22, and oh, tease true, Roman 14, there pass the careless people, that call their souls their own, here by the road I loiter, how idle and alone, ah, past the plunge of plummet, in seas I cannot sound, my heart and soul and senses, world without end are drowned, his folly has not fellow, beneath the blue of day, that gives to man or woman, his heart and soul away. There flowers no balm to sain him, from east of earth to west, that's lost for everlasting, the heart out of his breast, here by the laboring highway, with empty hands I stroll, sea deep till doomsday morning, lie lost my heart and soul, Roman 15, look not in my eyes for fear, they mirror true the sight I see, and there you find your face too clear, and love it and be lost like me, when the long nights through must lie, spent in star-defeated sighs, but why should you as well as I, perish, gaze not in my eyes? A Grecian lad, as I hear tell, one that many loved in vain, looked into a forest well and never looked away again. There, when the turf in springtime flowers, with downward eye and gazes sad, stands amid the glancing showers, a jonquil, not a Grecian lad, Roman 16, it nods and curtsies and recovers, when the wind blows above, the nettle on the graves of lovers, that hanged themselves for love, the nettle nods, the wind blows over, the man, he does not move, the lover of the grave, the lover. That hanged himself for love, Roman 17, twice a week the winter thorough, here stood I to keep the goal, football then was fighting sorrow, for the young man's soul, now in Maytime to the wicket. Out I march with bat and pad, see the son of grief at cricket, trying to be glad, try I will, no harm in trying. Wonder tease how little mirth keeps the bones of man from lying on the bed of earth. Roman 18. Oh, when I was in love with you, then I was clean and brave, and miles around the wonder grew. How well did I behave, and now the fancy passes by, and nothing will remain, and miles around they'll say that I am quite myself again. Roman 19. To an athlete dying young, the time you won your town the race. We cheered you through the marketplace, man and boy stood cheering by, and home we brought you shoulder high. Today the road all runners come. Shoulder high we bring you home, and set you at your threshold down, townsman of a stiller town, smart lad to slip betimes away, from fields where glory does not stay, and early though the laurel grows, it withers quicker than the rose, eyes the shady night has shut, cannot see the record cut, and silence sounds no worse than cheers, after earth has stopped the ears, now you will not swell the rout of lads that wore their honors out, runners whom renown outran, and the name died before the man. So set before its echoes fade, the fleet foot on the sill of shade, and hold to the low lintel up, the still defended challenge cup, and round that earl-laureled head, will flock to gaze the strengthless dead, and find unwithered on its curls, the garland briefer than a girl's, Roman 20. Oh, fair enough are sky and plain, but I know fairer far those are as beautiful again, that in the water are the pools and rivers wash so clean, the trees and clouds and air, the like on earth was never seen. And oh that I were there, these are the thoughts I often think, as I stand gazing down, in act upon the cressy brink, to strip and dive and drown, but in the golden-sanded brooks and azure mirrors I spy, a silly lad that longs and looks and wishes he were I, Roman 21, Bredon Hill 1 in summertime on Bredon. The bells they sound so clear round both the shires they ring them, in steeples far and near, a happy noise to hear, here of a Sunday morning, my love and I would lie, and see the colored counties. And hear the lark so high, about us in the sky, the bells would ring to call her, in valleys miles away. Come all to church, good people, come and pray. But here my love would stay, and I would turn and answer among the springing time. Oh, peal upon our wedding, and we will hear the chime, and come to church in time. But when the snows at Christmas on bread on top were strown, my love rose up so early, and stole out unbeknown, and went to church alone. They tolled the one bell only. Groom there was none to see, the mourners followed after, and so to church went she, and would not wait for me. The bells they sound on bread on, and still the steeples hum. Come all to church, good people. Oh, noisy bells, be dumb, I hear you, I will come. One pronounced Bredon, Roman 22, the street sounds to the soldier's tread, and out we troop to see, a single redcoat turns his head. He turns and looks at me, my man, from sky to sky so far. We never crossed before, such leagues apart the world's ends are. We're like to meet no more, what thoughts at heart have you and I? We cannot stop to tell, but dead or living, drunk or dry. Soldier, I wish you well. Roman 23. The lads in their hundreds to Ludlow come in for the fair. There's men from the barn and the forge and the mill and the fold. The lads for the girls and the lads for the liquor are there. And there with the rest are the lads that will never be old. There's chaps from the town and the field and the till and the cart. And many to count are the stalwart and many the brave. And many the handsome of face and the handsome of heart. And few that will carry their looks or their truth to the grave. I wish one could know them. I wish there were tokens to tell. The fortunate fellows that now you can never discern, and then one could talk with them friendly and wish them farewell, and watch them depart on the way that they will not return. But now you may stare as you like, and there's nothing to scan, and brushing your elbow unguessed at, and not to be told. They carry back bright to the coiner the mintage of man, the lads that will die in their glory and never be old. Roman 24 say, lad, have you things to do? Quick then, while your day's at prime. Quick, and if tea's work for two, here am I, man, now's your time. Send me now, and I shall go, call me, I shall hear you call, use me ere they lay me low. Where a man's no use at all, ere the wholesome flesh decay, and the willing nerve be numb, and the lips lack breath to say, no, my lad, I cannot come. Roman 25, this time of year a 12-month passed, when Fred and I would meet, we needs must jangle, till at last, we fought and I was beat, so then the summer fields about, till rainy days began, Rose Harland on her Sundays out, walked with the better man she walks with still. Though now 'tis not with Fred, a lad that lives and has his will, is worth a dozen dead. Fred keeps the house all kinds of weather, and clays the house he keeps when Rose and I walk out together. Stock still lies Fred and sleeps, Roman 26, along the fields as we came by. A year ago my love and I, the aspen over stile and stone, was talking to itself alone. Oh, who are these that kiss and pass, a country lover and his lass, two lovers looking to be wed, and time shall put them both to bed. But she shall lie with earth above, and he beside another love. And sure enough beneath the tree, There walks another love with me, and overhead the aspen heaves, its rainy-sounding silver leaves, and I spell nothing in their stir. But now perhaps they speak to her, and plain for her to understand. They talk about a time at hand, when I shall sleep with clover clad, and she beside another lad, Roman 27. Is my team plowing, that I was used to drive, and hear the harness jingle, when I was man alive. I the horses trample, the harness jingles now, no change though you lie under the land you used to plow. Is football playing along the river shore with lads to chase the leather, now I stand up no more? I the ball is flying, the lads play heart and soul, the goal stands up, the keeper stands up to keep the goal. Is my girl happy that I thought hard to leave, and has she tired of weeping as she lies down at eve? I, she lies down lightly, she lies not down to weep, your girl is well contented. Be still, my lad, and sleep. Is my friend hardy? Now I am thin and pine, and has he found to sleep in a better bed than mine? Yes, lad, I lie easy. I lie as lads would choose. I cheer a dead man's sweetheart. Never ask me whose. Roman 28, the Welsh Marches. High the veins of Shrewsbury gleam, islanded in Severn stream, the bridges from the steepled crest. Cross the water east and west, the flag of morn in conqueror's state. Enters at the English gate, the vanquished eve as night prevails, bleeds upon the road to Wales, ages since the vanquished bled. Round my mother's marriage bed, there the ravens feasted far, about the open house of war, when Severn down to build was ran, colored with the death of man, couched upon her brother's grave. The Saxon got me on the slave. The sound of fight is silent long. That began the ancient wrong, long the voice of tears is still. That wept of old the endless ill. In my heart it has not died. The war that sleeps on Severn side, they cease not fighting, east and west, on the marches of my breast. Hear the truceless armies yet, trample, rolled in blood and sweat, they kill and kill and never die, and I think that each is I, none will part us, none undo the knot that makes one flesh of two, sick with hatred, sick with pain, strangling, when shall we be slain? When shall I be dead and rid of the wrong my father did? How long, till spade and hearse, put to sleep my mother's curse, Roman 29. The Lent Lily, tease spring, come out to ramble, the hilly breaks around. For under thorn and bramble, about the hollow ground, the primroses are found, and there's the windflower chilly with all the winds at play, and there's the Lenten lily. That is not long to stay and dies on Easter day. And since till girls go maying, you find the primrose still and find the windflower playing with every wind at will, but not the daffodil, bring baskets now and sally upon the spring's array and bear from hill and valley the daffodil away, that dies on Easter day, XXX. Others, I am not the first, have willed more mischief than they durst, if in the breathless night I too, shiver now, tease nothing new more than I, if truth were told, have stood and sweated hot and cold, and through their reins in ice and fire, fear contended with desire, egged once like me were they, but I like them shall win my way, lastly to the bed of mold, where there's neither heat nor cold, but from my grave across my brow, plays no wind of healing now, and fire and ice within me fight. Beneath the suffocating night, Roman 31, on Wenlock edge the woods in trouble, his forest fleece the reckon heaves, the gale it plies the saplings double, and thick on Severn snow the leaves. T'would blow like this through holt and hanger, when Yurick in the city stood, tease the old wind and the old anger, but then it threshed another wood, then, t'was before my time the Roman, at yonder heaving hill would stare, the blood that warms an English yeoman, the thoughts that hurt him, they were there. There like the wind through woods in riot, through him the gale of life blew high, the tree of man was never quiet. Then t'was the Roman, now 'tis I, the gale it plies the saplings double, it blows so hard. 'Twill soon be gone, today the Roman and his trouble are ashes under Yurican. Roman 32, from far, from eve and morning, and yon 12-winded sky, the stuff of life to knit me, blew hither, here am I, now for a breath I tarry, nor yet disperse apart. Take my hand quick and tell me. What have you in your heart? Speak now, and I will answer. How shall I help you, say, heir to the wind's 12 quarters? I take my endless way, Roman 33, if truth in hearts that perish could move the powers on high, I think the love I bear you should make you not to die, sure, sure, if steadfast meaning, if single thought could save, the world might end tomorrow, you should not see the grave, this long and sure set liking, this boundless will to please, you should live forever, if there were help in these. But now, since all is idle, to this lost heart be kind, heir to a town you journey, where friends are ill to find, Roman 34, the new mistress. Oh, sick I am to see you, will you never let me be? You may be good for something, but you are not good for me. Oh, go where you are wanted, for you are not wanted here. And that was all the farewell when I parted from my dear. I will go where I am wanted, to a lady born and bred. Who will dress me free for nothing in a uniform of red? She will not be sick to see me if I only keep it clean. I will go where I am wanted for a soldier of the queen. I will go where I am wanted, for the sergeant does not mind. He may be sick to see me, but he treats me very kind. He gives me beer and breakfast and a ribbon for my cap, and I never knew a sweetheart spend her money on a chap. I will go where I am wanted, where there's room for one or two. And the men are none too many for the work there is to do, where the standing line wears thinner and the dropping dead lie thick. And the enemies of England, they shall see me and be sick. XXXV on the idle hill of summer, sleepy with the flow of streams. Far I hear the steady drummer, drumming like a noise in dreams, far and near and low and louder on the roads of earth go by, dear to friends and food for powder. Soldiers marching, all to die, east and west on fields forgot, bleach the bones of comrades slain, lovely lads and dead and rot, none that go return again. Far the calling bugles hollow, high the screaming fife replies. Gay the files of scarlet follow, woman bore me, I will rise, Roman 36. White in the moon the long road lies, the moon stands blank above, white in the moon the long road lies, that leads me from my love, still hangs the hedge without a gust, still, still the shadows stay, my feet upon the moonlit dust, pursue the ceaseless way, the world is round, so travelers tell, and straight though reach the track, trudge on, twill all be well, the way will guide one back, but ere the circle homeward hies, far, far must it remove, white in the moon the long road lies, that leads me from my love, Roman 37, as through the wild green hills of wire, the train ran, changing sky and shire, and far behind a fading crest, low in the forsaken west, sank the high-reared head of Clee, my hand lay empty on my knee, aching on my knee it lay, that morning half a shire away, so many an honest fellow's fist, had well nigh wrung it from the wrist, hand, said I, since now we part, from fields and men we know by heart, from strangers' faces, strangers' lands, hand you have held true fellows' hands, be clean then, rot before you do, a thing they'd not believe of you, you and I must keep from shame. In London streets the Shropshire name, on banks of Thames they must not say. Severn breeds worse men than they, and friends abroad must bear in mind. Friends at home they leave behind. Oh, I shall be stiff and cold. When I forget you, hearts of gold, the land where I shall mind you not, is the land where all's forgot. And if my foot returns no more, to Teme nor Corve nor Severn shore, luck my lads be with you still, by falling stream and standing hill, by chiming tower and whispering tree, men that made a man of me about your work in town and farm, still you'll keep my head from harm, still you'll help me, hands that gave, a grasp to friend me to the grave, Roman 38, the winds out of the westland blow, my friends have breathed them there, warm with the blood of lads I know, comes east the sighing air. It fanned their temples, filled their lungs, scattered their forelocks free, my friends made words of it with tongues, that talk no more to me, their voices dying as they fly, thick on the wind are sown, the names of men blow soundless by, my fellows and my own, O lads, at home I heard you plain. But here your speech is still. And down the sighing wind in vain, you hollow from the hill, the wind and I, we both were there. But neither long abode, now through the friendless world we fare, and sigh upon the road. Roman 39. Tea's time, I think, by Wenlock town. The golden broom should blow, the hawthorn sprinkled up and down, should charge the land with snow, spring will not wait the laterer's time. Who keeps so long away, so others where the broom and climb, the hedgerows heaped with may. O tarnish late on Wenlock edge, gold that I never see, lie long, high snowdrifts in the hedge, that will not shower on me, excel. Into my heart an air that kills, from yon far country blows, what are those blue remembered hills? What spires, what farms are those? That is the land of lost content. I see it shining plain, the happy highways where I went and cannot come again. Roman 41 in my own shire, if I was sad. Homely comforters I had the earth because my heart was sore, sorrowed for the son she bore, and standing hills long to remain, shared their short-lived comrades' pain, and bound for the same bourne as I, on every road I wandered by, trod beside me close and dear. The beautiful and death-struck year, weather in the woodland brown, I heard the beechnut rustle down, and saw the purple crocus pale flower about the autumn dale, or littering far the fields of May, lady smocks a-bleaching lay, and like a skylit water stood, the bluebells in the azured wood, yonder lightning other loads, the seasons range the country roads. But here in London streets I can, no such helpmates, only men, and these are not in plight to bear, if they would, another's care, they have enough as teas, I see. In many an eye that measures me, the mortal sickness of a mind, too unhappy to be kind, undone with misery all they can, is to hate their fellow man, until they drop they needs must still. Look at you and wish you ill, Roman 42, the merry guide. Once in the wind of morning, I ranged the thymy wold, the worldwide air was azure, and all the brooks ran gold, there through the dews beside me, behold a youth that trod, with feathered cap on forehead, and poised a golden rod, with mien to match the morning. and gay delightful guise and friendly brows and laughter. He looked me in the eyes, oh whence I asked, and whither he smiled and would not say, and looked at me and beckoned, and laughed and led the way, and with kind looks and laughter, and not to say beside, we two went on together. I and my happy guide crossed the glittering pastures and empty upland still and solitude of shepherds, high in the folded hill, by hanging woods and hamlets, that gaze through orchards down on many a windmill turning and far discovered town. Gay regards of promise, and sure unslackened stride, and smiles and nothing spoken, led on my merry guide by blowing realms of woodland, with sunstruck veins of field and cloud-led shadows sailing about the windy weald, by valley-guarded granges and silver waters wide. Content at heart I followed with my delightful guide, and like the cloudy shadows across the country blown, we two face on forever, but not we two alone, with the great gale we journey, that breathes from gardens thinned, born in the drift of blossoms, whose petals throng the wind, buoyed on the heaven-heard whisper of dancing leaflets whirled from all the woods that autumn, bereaves in all the world, and midst the fluttering legion of all that ever died, I follow, and before us goes the delightful guide, with lips that brim with laughter, but never once respond, and feet that fly on feathers and serpent-circled wand. Roman 43, the immortal part. When I meet the morning beam, or lay me down at night to dream, I hear my bones within me say, another night, another day. When shall this slough of sense be cast, this dust of thoughts be laid at last, the man of flesh and soul be slain, and the man of bone remain? This tongue that talks, these lungs that shout, these thews that hustle us about, this brain that fills the skull with schemes, and its humming hive of dreams. These today are proud in power, and lord it in their little hour, the immortal bones obey control of dying flesh and dying soul. Tease long till eve and morn are gone, slow the endless night comes on, and late to fullness grows the birth that shall last as long as earth. Wanderers eastward, wanderers west, know you why you cannot rest? Tease that every mother's son travails with a skeleton. Lie down in the bed of dust, bear the fruit that bear you must, bring the eternal seed to light, and morn is all the same as night. Rest you so from trouble sore, fear the heat, oh, the sun no more, nor the snowing winter wild. Now you labor not with child. Empty vessel, garment cast, we that wore you long shall last, another night, another day. So my bones within me say, therefore they shall do my will, today while I am master still, and flesh and soul, now both are strong, shall hail the sullen slaves along, before this fire of sense decay, this smoke of thought blow clean away. And leave with ancient night alone, the steadfast and enduring bone, Roman 44 shot, so quick, so clean an ending, oh, that was right, lad, that was brave, yours was not an ill for mending. 'Twas best to take it to the grave. Oh, you had forethought, you could reason, and saw your road and where it led, and early wise and brave in season, put the pistol to your head. Oh, soon, and better so than later, after long disgrace and scorn, you shot dead the household traitor, the soul that should not have been born. Right you guessed the rising morrow, and scorn to tread the mire you must, dust your wages, son of sorrow, but men may come to worse than dust, souls undone, undoing others. Long time since the tale began, you would not live to wrong your brothers, O lad, you died as fits a man. Now to your grave shall friend and stranger, with ruth and some with envy come, undishonored, clear of danger, clean of guilt, pass hence and home. Turn safe to rest, no dreams, no waking, and here, man, here's the wreath I've made. 'Tis not a gift that's worth the taking, but wear it and it will not fade. Roman 45, if it chance your eye offend you, pluck it out, lad, and be sound. 'Twill hurt, but here are salves to friend you, and many a balsam grows on ground. And if your hand or foot offend you, cut it off, lad, and be whole, but play the man, stand up and end you, when your sickness is your soul. Roman 46. Bring in this timeless grave to throw, no cypress, somber on the snow, snap not from the bitter yew. His leaves that live December through, break no rosemary, bright with rhyme and sparkling to the cruel clime, nor plod the winter land to look for willows in the icy brook, to cast them leafless round him. Bring no spray that ever buds in spring, but if the Christmas field has kept, on's the last gleaner overstepped, or shriveled flax whose flower is blue. A single season, never two, or if one hom whose year is o'er, shivers on the upland frore, bring from hill and stream and plain whatever will not flower again, to give him comfort. He and those shall bide eternal bedfellows, where low upon the couch he lies, whence he never shall arise. Roman 47, the carpenter's son. Here the hangman stops his cart, now the best of friends must part. Fare you well, for ill fare I, live lads, and I will die. Oh, at home had I but stayed, prentice to my father's trade, had I stuck to plane and ads, I had not been lost, my lads. Then I might have built, perhaps, gallows trees for other chaps, never dangled on my own, had I but left ill alone. Now you see they hang me high, and the people passing by stop to shake their fists and curse, so 'tis come from ill to worse. Here hang I, and right and left, two poor fellows hang for theft, all the same's the luck we prove, though the midmost hangs for love. Comrades all, that stand and gaze, walk henceforth in other ways, see my neck and save your own, comrades all, leave ill alone. Make some day a decent end, shrewder fellows than your friend, fare you well, for ill fare I live, lads, and I will die. Roman 48. Be still, my soul, be still, the arms you bear are brittle. Earth and high heaven are fixed of old and founded strong. Think rather call to thought, if now you grieve a little, the days when we had rest, O soul, for they were long. Men loved unkindness then, but lightless in the quarry. I slept and saw not. Tears fell down, I did not mourn, sweat ran and blood sprang out, and I was never sorry. Then it was well with me in days ere I was born. Now, and I muse for why and never find the reason. I pace the earth and drink the air and feel the sun. Be still, my soul. It is but for a season. Let us endure an hour and see injustice done. I look, high heaven and earth ail from the prime foundation, all thoughts to rive the heart are here, and all are vain, horror and scorn and hate and fear and indignation. Oh, why did I awake? When shall I sleep again? Roman 49. Think no more, lad, laugh, be jolly, why should men make haste to die empty heads and tongues a-talking? Make the rough road easy walking, and the feather pate of folly bears the falling sky. Oh, tease jesting, dancing, drinking, spins the heavy world around. If young hearts were not so clever, oh, they would be young forever, think no more. Tease only thinking, lays lads underground, L. Clunton and Clunbury, Clungunford and Clun, are the quietest places under the sun, in valleys of springs of rivers, by Ani and Teme and Clun, the country for easy livers, the quietest under the sun, we still had sorrows to light, one could not be always glad, and lads knew trouble at Knighton, when I was a Knighton lad, by bridges that Thames runs under. In London, the town built ill, 'tis sure small matter for wonder if sorrow is with one still. And if as a lad grows older, the troubles he bears are more, he carries his griefs on a shoulder that handled them long before. Where shall one halt to deliver? This luggage I'd leaf set down, not Thames, not Teme is the river, nor London, nor Knighton the town. 'Tis a long way further than Knighton, a quieter place than Clun, where doomsday may thunder and light, and little twill matter to one, lie. Loitering with a vacant eye, along the Grecian gallery, and brooding on my heavy ill, I met a statue standing still, still in marble stone stood he, and steadfastly he looked at me. Well met, I thought the look would say. We both were fashioned far away, we neither knew when we were young, these Londoners we live among. Still he stood and eyed me hard, an earnest and a grave regard. What lad, drooping with your lot, I too would be where I am not. I too survey that endless line of men whose thoughts are not as mine. Years ere you stood up from rest, on my neck the collar pressed, years when you lay down your ill, I shall stand and bear it still. Courage, lad, tease not for long, stand, quit you like stone, be strong. So I thought his look would say, and light on me my trouble lay, and I slept out in flesh and bone, manful like the man of stone, lay I far in a western Brookland, that bred me long ago, the poplars stand and tremble, by pools I used to know, there in the windless night time. The wanderer, marveling why, halts on the bridge to hearken, how soft the poplars sigh, he hears, long since forgot, in fields where I was known, here I lie down in London and turn to rest alone. There, by the starlit fences, the wanderer halts and hears my soul that lingers sighing about the glimmering weirs lee I, the true lover. The lad came to the door at night, when lovers crown their vows, and whistled soft and out of sight, in shadow of the boughs. I shall not vex you with my face. Henceforth, my love, for I, so take me in your arms a space, before the east is gray. When I from hence away am past, I shall not find a bride, and you shall be the first and last I ever lay beside. She heard and went and knew not why her heart to his she laid, light was the air beneath the sky, but dark under the shade. Oh, do you breathe, lad, that your breast seems not to rise and fall, and here upon my bosom pressed, there beats no heart at all? Oh, loud, my girl, it once would knock. You should have felt it then, but since for you I stopped the clock, it never goes again. Oh, lad, what is it, lad, that drips, wet from your neck on mine, what is it falling on my lips, my lad, that tastes of brine? Oh, like enough tease blood, my dear, for when the knife has slit, the throat across from ear to ear, twill bleed because of it. Under the stars the air was light, but dark below the boughs, the still air of the speechless night, when lovers crown their vows, live, with rue my heart is laden. For golden friends I had, for many a rose-lipped maiden, and many a lightfoot lad, by brooks too broad for leaping, the lightfoot boys are laid. The rose-lipped girls are sleeping, in fields where roses fade, LV, westward on the high-hilled plains, where for me the world began, still, I think, in newer veins, frets the changeless blood of man, Now that other lads than I strip to bathe on Severn shore, they no help for all they try, tread the mill I trod before there when hueless is the west, and the darkness hushes wide, where the lad lies down to rest, stands the troubled dream beside, there on thoughts that once were mine. Day looks down the eastern steep, and the youth at morning shine, makes the vow he will not keep, LVI, the day of battle. Far I hear the bugle blow to call me where I would not go, and the guns begin the song, soldier, fly or stay for long. Comrade, if to turn and fly made a soldier never die, fly I would, for who would not? 'Tis sure no pleasure to be shot. But since the man that runs away lives to die another day, and cowards' funerals, when they come, are not wept so well at home. Therefore, though the best is bad, stand and do the best, my lad, stand and fight and see your slain, and take the bullet in your brain. Elvia, you smile upon your friend today. Today his ills are over, you hearken to the lover say, and happy is the lover, 'tis late to hearken, late to smile, but better late than never. I shall have lived a little while before I die forever, LVI. When I came last to Ludlow, amidst the moonlight pale, two friends kept step beside me, two honest lads and hale. Now Dick lies long in the churchyard, and End lies long in jail, and I come home to Ludlow, amidst the moonlight pale, Licks, the Isle of Portland. The star-filled seas are smooth tonight, from France to England strown, black towers above the Portland light, the felling quarried stone on yonder island, not to rise, never to stir forth free. Far from his folk a dead lad lies, that once was friends with me. Lie you easy, dream you light, and sleep you fast for aye, and luckier may you find the night than ever you found the day, LX. Now hollow fires burn out to black, and lights are guttering low, square your shoulders, lift your pack, and leave your friends and go. Oh, never fear, man, naught's to dread. Look not left nor right in all the endless road you tread. There's nothing but the night. LXI, Hughley steeple, the vane on Hughley steeple, veers bright, a far-known sign, and there lie Hughley people, and there lie friends of mine, tall in their midst the tower, divides the shade and sun, and the clock strikes the hour, and tells the time to none. To south the headstones cluster, the sunny mounds lie thick, the dead are more in muster, at Hughley than the quick. North, for a soon-told number, chill graves the sexton delves, and steeple-shadowed slumber the slayers of themselves. To north to south lie parted, with Hughley tower above, the kind, the single-hearted, the lads I used to love, and south or north tease only. A choice of friends one knows, and I shall ne'er be lonely, asleep with these or those, Elza. Terence, this is stupid stuff, you eat your victuals fast enough, there can't be much amiss, tease clear, to see the rate you drink your beer. But oh, good lord, the verse you make, it gives a chap the bellyache. The cow, the old cow, she is dead, it sleeps well, the horned head, we poor lads, tease our turn now, to hear such tunes as killed the cow, pretty friendship, tease to rhyme, your friends to death before their time, moping melancholy mad, come, pipe a tune to dance to, lad. Why, if tease dancing you would be. There's brisker pipes than poetry. Say, for what were hopyards meant? Or why was Burton built on Trent? Oh, many a peer of England brews, livelier liquor than the muse, and malt does more than Milton can, to justify God's ways to man. Ale, man, ale's the stuff to drink, for fellows whom it hurts to think. Look into the pewter pot, to see the world as the world's not, and faith, 'tis pleasant till 'tis past, the mischief is that 'twill not last. Oh, I have been to Ludlow Fair, and left my necktie God knows where, and carried halfway home or near, pints and quarts of Ludlow beer, then the world seemed none so bad, and I myself a sterling lad, and down in lovely muck I've lain, happy till I woke again. Then I saw the morning sky, hey-o, the tale was all a lie, the world, it was the old world yet. I was I, my things were wet, and nothing now remained to do, but begin the game anew. Therefore, since the world has still much good, but much less good than ill, and while the sun and moon endure, luck's a chance, but trouble's sure, I'd face it as a wise man would, and train for ill and not for good. 'Tis true the stuff I bring for sale is not so brisk a brew as ale, out of a stem that scored the hand. I wrung it in a weary land, but take it. If the smack is sour, the better for the embittered hour, it should do good to heart and head, when your soul is in my soul's stead, and I will friend you, if I may, in the dark and cloudy day. There was a king reigned in the east there, when kings will sit to feast, they get their fill before they think, with poisoned meat and poisoned drink. He gathered all that springs to birth, from the many venomed earth, first a little, thence to more. He sampled all her killing store, and easy, smiling, seasoned sound, sate the king when healths went round, they put arsenic in his meat, and stared aghast to watch him eat, they poured strychnine in his cup. And shook to see him drink it up, they shook, they stared as white's their shirt, them it was their poison hurt. I tell the tale that I heard told, Mithridates, he died old, LZI, I hoed and trenched and weeded, and took the flowers to fair, I brought them home unheeded, the hue was not the wear, so up and down I sow them, for lads like me to find, when I shall lie below them, A dead man out of mind, some seed the birds devour, and some the season mars, but here and there will flower the solitary stars. And fields will yearly bear them, as light-leaved spring comes on, and luckless lads will wear them, when I am dead and gone. End of the project GUTNBRG EBOOK a SHROPSHIRE lad asterisk asterisk. Updated editions will replace the previous one, the old editions will be renamed. Creating the works from print editions not protected by U.S. copyright law means that no one owns a United States copyright in these works, so the foundation and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules set forth in the general terms of use part of this license apply to copying and distributing project Gutenberg trademark electronic works to protect the project GUTNBRGTM concept and trademark. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark and may not be used if you charge for an ebook, except by following the terms of the trademark license, including paying royalties for use of the Project Gutenberg trademark. If you do not charge anything for copies of this ebook, complying with the trademark license is very easy. You may use this ebook for nearly any purpose, such as creation of derivative works, reports, performances, and research. Project Gutenberg ebooks may be modified and printed and given away. You may do practically anything in the United States with ebooks not protected by U.S. copyright law. Redistribution is subject to the trademark license, especially commercial redistribution. Start full license, the full project GUTNBRGTM license. Please read this before you distribute or use this work to protect the Project Gutenberg trademark mission of promoting the free distribution of electronic works by using or distributing this work or any other work associated in any way with the phrase Project Gutenberg. You agree to comply with all the terms of the full Project Gutenberg license available with this file or online at www.gutenberg.org/license. Section 1. General Terms of Use and Redistributing Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. 1. A. By reading or using any part of this Project Gutenberg electronic work, you indicate that you have read, understand, agree to, and accept all the terms of this license and intellectual property. Trademark Copyright Agreement. If you do not agree to abide by all the terms of this agreement, you must cease using and return or destroy all copies of Project Gutenberg electronic works in your possession. If you paid a fee for obtaining a copy of or access to a Project Gutenberg electronic work and you do not agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement, you may obtain a refund from the person or entity to whom you paid the fee as set forth in paragraph 1E8, 1B. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark. It may only be used on or associated in any way with an electronic work by people who agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement. There are a few things that you can do with most Project Gutenberg electronic works, even without complying with the full terms of this agreement. See paragraph 1C below. There are a lot of things you can do with Project Gutenberg electronic works if you follow the terms of this agreement and help preserve free future access to Project Gutenberg electronic works. See paragraph 1E below 1C. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the Foundation or PGLAF, owns a compilation copyright in the collection of Project Gutenberg electronic works. Nearly all the individual works in the collection are in the public domain in the United States. If an individual work is unprotected by copyright law in the United States and you are located in the United States, we do not claim a right to prevent you from copying, distributing, performing, displaying, or creating derivative works based on the work as long as all references to Project Gutenberg are removed. Of course, we hope that you will support the Project Gutenberg mission of promoting free access to electronic works by freely sharing Project Gutenberg works in compliance with the terms of this agreement for keeping the Project Gutenberg name associated with the work. You can easily comply with the terms of this agreement by keeping this work in the same format with its attached full Project Gutenberg license when you share it without charge with others. 1D. The copyright laws of the place where you are located also govern what you can do with this work. Copyright laws in most countries are in a constant state of change. If you are outside the United States, check the laws of your country in addition to the terms of this agreement before downloading, copying, displaying, performing, distributing, or creating derivative works based on this work or any other Project Gutenberg work. The Foundation makes no representations concerning the copyright status of any work in any country other than the United States. 1e. Unless you have removed all references to Project Gutenberg, 1e1, the following sentence with active links to or other immediate access to the full Project Gutenberg license must appear prominently whenever any copy of a Project Gutenberg work, any work, on which the phrase Project Gutenberg appears or with which the phrase Project Gutenberg is associated is accessed, displayed, performed, viewed, copied, or distributed. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg trademark license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. 1e2. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is derived from texts not protected by U.S. copyright law, does not contain a notice indicating that it is posted with permission of the copyright holder, the work can be copied and distributed to anyone in the United States without paying any fees or charges. If you are redistributing or providing access to a work with the phrase Project Gutenberg associated with or appearing on the work, you must comply either with the requirements of paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 or obtain permission for the use of the work and the Project Gutenberg trademark as set forth in paragraphs 1E8 or 1E9. 1E3. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is posted with the permission of the copyright holder, your use and distribution must comply with both paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 and any additional terms imposed by the copyright holder. Additional terms will be linked to the Project Gutenberg license for all works posted with the permission of the copyright holder found at the beginning of this work. 1E4. Do not unlink or detach or remove the full Project Gutenberg license terms from this work or any files containing a part of this work or any other work associated with Project Gutenberg. 1E5. Do not copy, display, perform, distribute, or redistribute this electronic work or any part of this electronic work without prominently displaying the sentence set forth in paragraph 1E1 with active links or immediate access to the full terms of the Project Gutenberg license. 1E6. You may convert to and distribute this work in any binary, compressed, marked up, non-proprietary or proprietary form, including any word processing or hypertext form. However, if you provide access to or distribute copies of a Project Gutenberg work in a format other than plain vanilla ASCII or other format used in the official version posted on the official Project Gutenberg website, www.gutenberg.org, you must, at no additional cost, fee, or expense to the user, provide a copy, a means of exporting a copy, or a means of obtaining a copy upon request of the work in its original plain vanilla ASCII or other form. Any alternate format must include the full Project Gutenberg license as specified in paragraph 1E1, 1E7. Do not charge a fee for access to viewing, displaying, performing, copying, or distributing any Project Gutenberg works, unless you comply with paragraph 1E8 or 1E9. 1E8. You may charge a reasonable fee for copies of or providing access to or distributing Project Gutenberg electronic works, provided that you pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from the use of Project Gutenberg works calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare or are legally required to prepare your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation at the address specified in Section 4, Information about Donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing or by email within 30 days of receipt that /he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg trademark license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue All use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg trademark. Works. You provide, in accordance with paragraph 1F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or a replacement copy if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free. Distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark works. 1. E9. If you wish to charge a fee or distribute a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work or group of works on different terms than are set forth in this agreement, you must obtain permission in writing from the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the manager of the Project Gutenberg trademark. Contact the foundation as set forth in section 3 below. 1F1F1. Project Gutenberg volunteers and employees expend considerable effort to identify, do copyright research on, transcribe and proofread works not protected by U.S. copyright law in creating the Project Gutenberg trademark collection. Despite these efforts, Project Gutenberg trademark, electronic works, and the medium on which they may be stored may contain defects, such as, but not limited to, incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other medium, a computer virus or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. 1F2. Limited warranty disclaimer of DAMAGES, except for the right of replacement or refund described in paragraph 1F3, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, and any other party distributing a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work under this agreement, disclaim all liability to you for damages, costs, and expenses, including legal fees. You agree that you have no remedies for negligence, strict liability, breach of warranty, or breach of contract, except those provided in paragraph 1F3. You agree that the foundation, THE, trademark owner, and any distributor under this agreement will not be liable to you for actual, direct, indirect, consequential, punitive or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damage. 1F3. Limited right of replacement or refund. If you discover a defect in this electronic work within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it by sending a written explanation to the person you received the work from. If you receive the work on a physical medium, you must return the medium with your written explanation. The person or entity that provided you with the defective work may elect to provide a replacement copy in lieu of a refund. If you received the work electronically, the person or entity providing it to you may choose to give you a second opportunity to receive the work electronically in lieu of a refund. If the second copy is also defective, you may demand a refund in writing without further opportunities to fix the problem. 1F4. Except for the limited right of replacement or refund set forth in paragraph 1F3, this work is provided to you as is with no other warranties of any kind, express or implied, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for any purpose. 1F5. Some states do not allow disclaimers of certain implied warranties or the exclusion or limitation of certain types of damages. If any disclaimer or limitation set forth in this agreement violates the law of the state applicable to this agreement, the agreement shall be interpreted to make the maximum disclaimer or limitation permitted by the applicable state law. The invalidity or unenforceability of any provision of this agreement shall not void the remaining provisions. 1F6. Indemnity. You agree to indemnify and hold the foundation, the trademark owner, any agent or employee of the foundation, anyone providing copies of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works in accordance with this agreement, and any volunteers associated with the production, promotion, and distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works, harmless from all liability, costs, and expenses, including legal fees that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following which you do or cause to occur: a distribution of this or any Project Gutenberg work, B, alteration, modification, or additions or deletions to any Project Gutenberg work, and C, any defect you cause. Section 2. Information about the mission of Project Gutenberg. Project Gutenberg is synonymous with the free distribution of electronic works in formats readable by the widest variety of computers, including obsolete, old, middle-aged, and new computers. It exists because of the efforts of hundreds of volunteers and donations from people in all walks of life. Volunteers and financial support to provide volunteers with the assistance they need are critical to reaching Project Gutenberg goals and ensuring that the Project Gutenberg collection will remain freely available for generations to come. In 2001, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation was created to provide a secure and permanent future for Project Gutenberg and future generations. To learn more about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation and how your efforts and donations can help, see Sections 3 and 4 and the Foundation Information page at www.gutenberg.org, Section 3. Information about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation is a nonprofit, 501(c)(3) educational corporation organized under the laws of the state of Mississippi and granted tax-exempt status by the Internal Revenue Service. The foundation's EIN, or federal tax identification, number is 64622-1541. Contributions to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation are tax-deductible to the full extent permitted by U.S. federal laws and your state's laws. The foundation's business office is located at 41 Watchung Plaza 516, Montclair NJ 7042, USA, plus 1-862-621-9288. Email contact links and up-to-date contact information can be found at the foundation's website. An official page at www.gutenberg.org/contact. Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Project Gutenberg trademark depends upon and cannot survive without widespread public support and donations to carry out its mission of increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form accessible by the widest array of equipment, including outdated equipment. Many small donations, $1 to $5,000, are particularly important to maintaining tax-exempt status with the IRS. The foundation is committed to complying with the laws regulating charities and charitable donations in all 50 states of the United States. Compliance requirements are not uniform, and it takes a considerable effort, much paperwork, and many fees to meet and keep up with these requirements. We do not solicit donations in locations where we have not received written confirmation of compliance. To send donations or determine the status of compliance for any particular state, visit www.gutenberg.org/donate. While we cannot and do not solicit contributions from states where we have not met the solicitation requirements, we know of no prohibition against accepting unsolicited donations from donors in such states who approach us with offers to donate. International donations are gratefully accepted, but we cannot make any statements concerning tax treatment of donations received from outside the United States. U.S. laws alone swamp our small staff. Please check the Project Gutenberg web pages for current donation methods and addresses. Donations are accepted in a number of other ways, including checks, online payments, and credit card donations. To donate, please visit www.gutenberg.org/donate, Section 5. General information about Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. Professor Michael S. Hart was the originator of the Project Gutenberg concept of a library of electronic works that could be freely shared with anyone. For 40 years, he produced and distributed Project Gutenberg ebooks with only a loose network of volunteer support. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as not protected by copyright in the U.S. unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we do not necessarily keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. Most people start at our website, which has the main PG search facility, www.gutenberg.org. This website includes information about Project Gutenberg, including how to make donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter to hear about new ebooks. This is the end of the audiobook. Thank you for listening. You can listen to and download more audiobooks at threeords.com.